Hello and welcome back to the program that helps you learn and improve your American English. We do this by using words that are easy to understand and by speaking a little more slowly than normal. I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. Today we have a special program for you. It is about an animal that people both love and fear. India is increasing its efforts to save the tiger. The country is home to half of all the tigers in the world. The population fell to less than 1,500 at one point. The last count was in 2011. There were about 1,700 tigers seen then. Marcia James joins us today to tell us more about these beautiful cats and what their future may be.
A shrinking habitat for tigers is one of the biggest problems facing conservationists in India. India has one of the world's largest programs to protect the tiger. However, there is a growing problem of balancing the interest of wildlife with those of villages in or near tiger reserves. More than a year ago, wildlife officials climbed to a village in the center of Sariska Tiger Reserve. A female tiger, or tigress, was prowling near the village. The officials were worried that frightened villagers would target the animal. So the animal experts spent many hours persuading the villagers not to disturb the tigress. She apparently was on a search for a mate. Manoj Parasha is the deputy field director of Sariska Reserve. He says forest guards and villagers formed teams to keep continuous watch over the tigress. He says the official said they would immediately intervene if she tried to attack someone. They urged the villagers to leave her alone. Mr. Parasha says they agreed. The tigress spent a week near the village before returning to the deep jungle. 4 of those days, she spent with a male tiger who answered her mating call. Months later, the tigress gave birth to 2 cubs. This made the officials very happy. They are the newest additions to the 13 tigers in Sariska. Conservationists say neither the villagers nor wildlife gain from being close together. They say wild animals, including deer, boar, or elephants, can damage crops or attack farm animals. For tigers and other animals, the presence of these villages mean noise and movement in the middle of the forest. Belinda Wright heads the Wildlife Protection Society of India. She says times have changed, even for life in the forest.
It's no longer, you know, sort of a quiet little village that has a sort of very simple existence and a simple life. I mean, nowadays, it's quite intrusive. You know, people have aspirations which they didn't have in the past. So it's now, you know, very complex. These same villagers want motorbikes and so on. It doesn't really work for the wildlife.
India is home to half the world's tigers. The population fell to just 1,400 at one point. The last count was in 2011. There were 1,706 tigers. 5 years ago, officials launched a program to protect the tiger's habitat. They moved the villages in the 886 square kilometer reserve. Similar programs are taking place in several other tiger reserves across the country. Under the program, villagers in Sariska are given about $16,000 to leave their homes and resettle elsewhere. But the program has made little progress in persuading villagers to leave their traditional home. Hari Purua Village is inside the gate of the reserve. It is also one of the villages identified for a move. For generations, Haripura villagers have raised cows and farmed the land. One of them, Lalu Ram Gujar, says villagers are resistant to moving out because the resettlement offer is too small. He says it will cost a lot to buy even a small piece of land. He questions how he will be able to build a house or live during the 1 or 2 years of resettlement. So far, three villages in Sariska have been moved. Six others are in the process of relocation. R.S. Shekawat, the director of Sariska Tiger Reserve, says moving villages out from the reserve is very difficult. Villagers cannot be forced to leave. They have to agree to move voluntarily.
It is quite difficult because land prices have gone very high all around, and then the package is not that lucrative, and many people are not coming forward for relocation. So this is one of the biggest challenges. And then tiger for breeding needs inviolate space. So if they move out, then we'll have a lot of area, which would be around 500 square kilometers, which is complete inviolate.
But villagers like Lalu Ram Gujar are in no hurry to move out. He says they get used to living along with the wildlife. He says that the tiger often passes close to their homes, but never threatens them. However, conservationists like Belinda Wright feel there is little time to be lost.
This is a very, very difficult thing for people, probably more difficult than even the people think it is, to move them from their traditional homes that they've lived in for generations, and for them to start a new life and a new way of life. You know, there's, if it doesn't happen now, and in 5 years, 10 years' time, it's going to be, you know, 100 times more difficult to find land, to accommodate people. And in the meantime, a lot of damage will be done.
The struggle to balance the interest of wildlife and villagers is not likely to end anytime soon. India needs to conserve the tiger. But the government also wants to guarantee a fair deal to people and tribes for whom the forest has always been home. I'm Marcia James.
And I'm Jim Tedder in Washington. We hope you learned something interesting about the world of the tiger. But your work is not done. Now we want you to print the story you just heard from our website. Once you have done that, download the audio and save it as a podcast. Then listen to it again and again. Practice saying the words in the story. We suggest you start very slowly, with only one sentence at a time. Then try two, then three, and soon you'll be speaking a whole section or paragraph. It's a great way to learn American English, but you must practice every day. We are here 7 days a week to help you. This is VOA, the Voice of America from Washington.